Morning Watch, Being a Vessel Unto Honor, a Fully Equipped Man of God, by being empowered in the grace which is in Christ Jesus to fully accomplish our ministry and the unique ministry of God's economy. Week 3. Being empowered in the grace which is in Christ Jesus to be teachers, soldiers, contenders, farmers, and workmen. Monday, related verses, 2 Timothy 1, verse 16. May the Lord grant mercy to the house of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 17. Because of this I have sent Timothy to you, who is my beloved and faithful child in the Lord, who will remind you of my ways which are in Christ, even as I teach everywhere in every church. Philippians 2, verse 20. For I have no one like-souled who will genuinely care for what concerns you. 1 Kings 19, verses 14 and 18. And he said, I have been very jealous for Jehovah, the God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and slain your prophets with the sword, and I alone am left, and they seek to take my life. Verse 18, Yet I have left myself 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him. Romans 11, verse 5. In the same way, then, at the present time, also there has come into being a remnant according to the selection of grace. Ezra 9, verse 8. And now, for a brief moment, favor has been shown by Jehovah our God, to leave us a remnant to escape, and to give us a peg in his holy place, that our God may enlighten our eyes, and give us a little reviving in our bondage. Nehemiah 1, verse 3. And they said to me, The remnant who are left from the captivity there in the province are in an exceedingly bad state, and reproach, and the wall of Jerusalem is broken down, and its gates have been burned with fire. Haggai 1, verse 14. And Jehovah stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and did work in the house of Jehovah of hosts their God. Related reading. Onesiphorus was an overcomer who surmounted the general trend and stood against the downward current to refresh the Lord's ambassador in spirit, soul, and body, not being ashamed of the apostles' imprisonment on behalf of the Lord's commission. In addition to his knowledge of the New Testament, Timothy had, from his childhood, a good foundation in the knowledge of the Old Testament. He was one who was fully perfected and equipped to minister the Word of God, not only in caring for a local church, but also in confronting the worsening decline of the church. Philippians deals very much with the believer's soul. We must strive together with one soul along with the personified faith of the gospel. We must be joined in soul, thinking the one thing, and we must be like-souled, genuinely caring for the things of Christ Jesus. In the gospel work, in the fellowship among the believers, and in the pursuing of the Lord's interests, our soul is always a problem. Hence, it must be transformed, especially in its leading part, the mind, that we may be of one soul, joined in soul, and like-souled in the body life. The early church recognized Luke as the author of both this gospel and the Acts. Luke's authorship is evident from the style of composition of the two books. Luke was a Gentile, probably an Asiatic Greek, and a physician. Beginning in Troas, he joined Paul in his ministry and accompanied him in his last three ministry journeys. He was a faithful companion of Paul until Paul's martyrdom. Hence, his gospel should represent Paul's views as Mark's represents Peter's. Paul did not care for the circumstances or for what he thought or could see. He only cared for his spirit. His brother Titus had not come, so he did not have rest in his spirit. I like this phrase, in my spirit. We have to be brought into the realization of our spirit, and we have to learn how to do everything in our spirit. If we are going to be happy, we have to be happy in the spirit. If we are going to be sorrowful, we have to be sorrowful in the spirit. Many times we are happy merely in our emotions. We have to learn how to be happy in the spirit, how to have rest in our spirit. We need to learn to take care of the rest in our spirit and be persons living in the spirit. In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 13, Paul tells us that he and the brothers with him had the same spirit of faith. We have to learn to exercise the spirit to such an extent. Whatever we do and whatever we say, we have to be sure that we have the same spirit, that we are in the same spirit. This is not something in the soul or in the flesh, but in the spirit. When we go to see a brother, we have to go in the spirit. When we have fellowship, we must have it in the spirit. In 2 Corinthians 12, verse 18, Paul said that he and Titus walked in the same spirit. This verse and the other verses we have fellowshipped show us what kind of person the Apostle Paul was. He was a person fully, absolutely, and thoroughly living in the Spirit. He would never be kept away from the Spirit.